Front Window by Amanda Watkins.
Yoo-hoo! Laura, is it okay if I come in?
Of course. Hello, Grace. Oh, it's so nice to see you.
What time did James leave?
Just after 7. It was a bit of a rush. He wanted to make sure I was dressed and downstairs before he left.
So you've been sitting here in your wheelchair on your own since then?
Oh, it's not that bad. I can manoeuvre myself about quite well and get to the loo and into the kitchen, both of which are very important.
But James is away for a couple of nights, isn't he? I mean, what about going to bed?
No probs. Thelma, the district nurse, lives just round the corner and she's going to help me up the stairs after dinner and get me ready for bed. Then tomorrow morning, she's coming in early to get me ready for the day and downstairs again.
Well, you are well organised. Oh, isn't that her pulling up outside now?
Yes, she's just going to have a look at the dressing on my ankle, where I had the skin graft after the accident. Oh, come in, Thelma. The door's unlocked.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Thelma. Well, this is my neighbour, Grace. Actually, Grace, you couldn't be our barista this morning, could you? James has left all the coffee stuff ready in the kitchen.
Of course.
Right, let's have a look at this ankle of yours.
What do you know about the new people on the corner, the Harrisons?
Not much. Why?
Well, after James left, I was sitting looking out of the front window. And there isn't much to see, really, only their house and drive. Just after 8, I heard raised voices. Then he stormed out of the house, slamming the door, got into his car and roared off. He returned about 30 minutes later, but still looked angry. He zoomed up their drive, somewhat alarmingly, slammed the car door behind him and went in.
I heard that. How odd. I haven't met them yet, but Pete's seen him in the pub a couple of times. Apparently he seems pleasant enough. Pete got the impression that they moved here to put some distance between them and her mother. Here are your coffee, ladies.
Oh, thank you. Doesn't sound as though that's going all that well, does it?
Who knows? They've been here a couple of months now, and I've been meaning to ask them over for drinks or dinner or something, but never get round to it. And getting knocked down by a car hasn't helped.
Well, it was probably just a tiff. We've all been there, haven't we? There you are, Laura. The ankle's doing very well. You'll be glad to get your leg out of this plaster, I'm sure.
Oh, you're not kidding. Another 3 weeks to go, then I'll be plaster and wheelchair free. Can't wait.
Right, I'm off. See you later, Laura. Bye, Grace.
Look, I've got some shopping to do this morning, but I'll pop over later to see if you want anything.
Oh, that's very kind, Grace. I have access to all I need, but some company would be nice. Once I've read the paper and done the crossword, I'm left with looking out of the window. And it's not the most exciting neighbourhood, is it?
Maybe the postman would be chased by a dog or the Harrisons will have another row.
I should be so lucky. See you later, Grace. Grace, it's Laura.
Are you all right?
Yes, fine. You can see most of the Harrison's drive from your back bedroom window, can't you?
Well, I think so. Why?
Can you nip up the stairs now and look out? He's dragged something heavy from the garage and he's heaving it into the boot of his car.
Hang on. Oh, yes, I see what you mean. It's kind of long and definitely heavy. It looks like a fat roll of carpet or even... No, you're not thinking. Now that is just silly. Laura, you've been on your own looking out of that window too long.
Look, he's driving off now. We'll see what happens tomorrow. All I'm saying is I haven't seen Mrs. H all afternoon.
But that is bonkers. There's a car stopping at your house. Must be Thelma. I think it's time you closed your curtains, Laura. Good night.
Hi, Grace.
Hi. I guess you're dressed and downstairs now?
I am. Why?
I think some of your paranoia is rubbing off on me. Kelly's bedroom window looks out over the Harrison's back garden, and at breakfast time, just as it was getting light, I was stripping the bed, when I looked out and I saw him in the garden burying something.
What? Like a body, you mean?
No, no, of course not. Hole isn't that big. I just thought it was odd to be out burying something at dawn, and there were no lights on in the house.
That is a bit odd. But how do you know he was burying something? He could simply have been doing a spot of gardening, planting or such.
No, I don't think so. He had something in a box with him, and after he dug a hole, he tipped whatever was in the box into it and then covered it up.
Curiouser and curiouser. Well, I'll be sitting in my usual place in the front bay window today, so I'll keep an eye out for further developments. But don't hold your breath.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Luke Tottenham. Good evening. The leading cabinet Brexiteer, Liam Fox, says MPs are trying to hijack Britain's withdrawal from the EU.
Grace?
I've had an idea.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that. I haven't seen Mrs. H all day, and there have been no lights on as far as I can tell.
I know, and I just saw him getting into his car with a couple of shopping bags.
Yes, I can see him, and he's reversing out of his drive.
Indeed. So it looks as though he'll be, what, half an hour minimum, if not longer?
So what?
Why don't I nip over the fence at the back of our gardens and have a little dig to see what he's buried?
And you thought I was bonkers. It's far too risky. Don't do it.
But what if he's, well, killed his wife, disposed of her body and buried the weapon in the garden?
Why didn't he take the weapon with him when he disposed of the body?
I don't know. If it was done in the heat of the moment, he could have overlooked the weapon. Anyway, look, I'm not going to waste time talking about it. I'm going to do it now. I've got my phone with me, so keep an eye out and call if you see him return.
No, but...
Hello. You look agitated. What's up?
Oh, dear. I'm afraid Grace might be doing something rather silly. Although she may have a point.
What on earth are you talking about?
Well, you remember yesterday when I said that I'd heard that the Harrisons arguing and he drove off in a huff?
I do indeed. And?
Well, just before you arrived last night, we saw Mr. Harrison struggling with something quite long and heavy. He heaved it into the back of his car and then he drove off. And early this morning, Grace saw him burying something in the garden. Not a body, before you ask. And we haven't seen Mrs. H since the row.
And you think he killed his wife, is that it?
Well, yes, we do. He's just driven off, so Grace thought she'd go into the garden and see what he's buried in the morning. It could be the weapon.
So why didn't he dispose of the weapon at the same time he disposed of the body?
Well, that's what I said. But Grace said it could have been all done in the heat of the moment and he would be perfectly natural to forget it.
Oh, I don't know.
Grace, have you found something?
I think so. My trowel has hit something hard. I just need to try and dig under it.
No, no, Grace, get out of there. I can see his car. He's coming back.
Oh, Lord.
What's happened?
Oh, she reckons she's found something, but she's had to run. She'll never get away in time.
I'll distract him. Won't be a minute.
What are you... Grace, where are you?
I just made it. something's solidish buried there. Oh, he's taking his time coming round the back.
I don't know what she's doing, but Thelma went out to distract him.
Oh, bless her. I'll come over in a few minutes.
Well, that should have given her enough time.
What did you do?
I asked him if he knew where the Tomkinsons of number 87A were, because that was my next call, and you didn't know.
Brilliant. So, what do we do now?
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, you haven't really got much to go on with your suspicions, have you?
Oh, I don't know. Isn't your nephew a policeman?
Stuart? Well, yes, he is, but he's a beat bobby. Mind you, he'd like to transfer to CID if he could.
Well, what if he helped catch a murderer? That would be very good for his career, wouldn't it?
Look, I'll phone him later, but don't hold out any hope that anything will come of it. Now, let's get you upstairs. I've got a home to go to.
Hello? Laura? Is it okay to come in?
Of course! Well, still no sign of Mrs. H. Have you seen him at all?
No, not a thing. What should we do now?
I mentioned it to Thelma last night. Did you know that her nephew is a policeman?
No. Oh, I didn't. But that's perfect.
No, it isn't. She phoned him and apparently he was more than somewhat sarky. It seems the words middle-aged and menopausal were used, along with a suggestion that we stick to knitting.
Oh, charming. Well, that's that then.
Thanks for your help anyway, Grace. And it did keep my mind occupied while James is away. Oh yes, he phoned earlier. He should be home by mid-afternoon. Grace, look out of your window. Three police cars have arrived and the policemen have got spades.
Wow! So they have. Maybe Thelma's never believed us after all. I'll come down in about 20 minutes and see what we can find out.
So what's going on?
I don't know, but Thelma called to say that her nephew's wife was so cross with him for being so rude about our suspicions that she called a CID bloke they know quite well and he thought it was worth investigating.
Oh, good for her. Look, someone's coming over. Come in, come in. We're dying to know what you found.
Good afternoon, madam. I can confirm that we have indeed found a body in the garden of your neighbour, Mr. Neville Harrison.
A body? In his garden? But, well, that can't be so. The hole wasn't big enough.
The body has been identified as that of a female of fairly advanced years who, when she was alive, gloried in the name of Princess Crystal Rose of Berkeley.
What? Who?
Oh, yes, madam. She was very well known at the annual Olympia Cat Show and won many prizes. It seems that Mrs. Harrison had to go to her mother's for a few days and the poor old puss died in her sleep that night. Mr. Harrison buried her in the part of the garden they had chose that when they move in.
But what about the body? That Mr. Harrison put in the back of his car?
Ah, that would be the study carpet, madam. They wanted to take the floors back to the boards, so they took the carpet up and drove it over to a friend's house with it.
And Mrs. Harrison?
She took the 2 o'clock train to Chester the day before yesterday. Her mother called that morning and said that the water tank in her attic had leaked all over her spare bedroom, so she's gone over to sort it out.
I'm so sorry, officer. We really thought something awful had happened to...
Oh, I'm sure our inspector will see the funny side of it one day. Good day to you.
Oh dear, I feel a bit of a twit now. Mr. Harrison must be furious. Maybe he doesn't know who reported him.
Oh, let's hope.
Hello, Laura. Oh, hello, Grace. Nice to see you.
I'll leave you to it. Bye.
You left in a hurry. It's good to be home. So, how have you managed for the past couple of days? Hope you didn't get too bored. Neville Harrison from across the road is coming over. That's nice. We've been meaning to introduce ourselves for ages. He looks as though he could do a cheering up. I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
Was a Bare Bones production with the following cast. Grace was played by Margaret Baldwin. Laura by Jane Jones. Thelma by Jeanette Bennett. Sergeant Ritter by Richard Worrell. And James was Howard Jones. Production was by Dave Baldwin.